Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
The end of the summer, and we're heading into the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness. And that can mean only one thing. It's harvest festival time. And as Sister Stan writes, as we gather in the harvest of the garden's fruitfulness, we're in harmony with the universe. And harmony and sustainability is what's at the heart of this year's festival, as Director of Operations at GIY, Shona Dubois, explains.
I suppose the principle of the Harvest Festival, as it has been running for many, many years with the council, has always been about kind of celebrating Waterford food and food heritage. And when we partnered up with the council last year, so this is our second year running it with the council, one of the biggest focuses for us was to bring it back to our own kind of ethos, which is fundamentally around food systems, climate action and food growing. And we talk very much in our business about food empathy and how that's kind of the key that unlocks those climate actions that we need individuals to take to help us get to that tipping scale for, you know, challenging some of the problems that we see all around us in climate. And food is at the core of that. So we teach people about food empathy. And what we mean by that is we really just talk a lot about reconnecting people to where their food comes from. And we do that primarily through food growing, but also in many other ways, like increasing education and awareness around food waste, food pollution, small food producers, supporting local industry, eating seasonally, and even just the health and well-being effects of being out in nature and reconnecting back to nature, which in terms of biodiversity we all know is really, really important. So marrying that with an actual food festival here in our own county, working with the council, was just a huge opportunity for us to really examine how we can look at this event and try and hook it in those kind of principles around food, but also make it the most sustainable festival that we can do.
And to that end, GIY has been working on creating a sustainability policy for the festival. It measured its carbon footprint for the event last year in order to make it the most sustainable festival it possibly can, and in working with the council, create a framework for all future city-funded festivals.
A city centre festival is very different than a greenfield festival like, say, the likes of a Bloom. There's a lot of infrastructure already in place when you're on a cityscape. It's not a very green landscape, so to try and bring that sense of greening and biodiversity in, as well as the waste management side, you know, can be a bit more challenging in a city. But we looked at those core areas around water, energy, waste and education, and we've been able to really progress our ambitions in the, you know, going into year two. So one of the biggest changes we've made this year is how we are sourcing our energy needs for the festival. So we're hoping to have nearly 70 traders of all different shapes and sizes, and food traders and craft traders and all sorts of different traders out, nearly 70 of them over the weekend. And obviously a lot of those will have different varying energy needs. So some will need to plug into the local electric system, and we do that where possible, and that's kind of hooking into the city's own grid itself. And then others will have gas, and some are just running, would have traditionally been run off diesel generators, which obviously we know is not great, is definitely not great for the environment. And we've worked with our production company Every Event this year. So we've replaced 100% of our diesel with a biofuel called hydrogenated vegetable oil. And that basically has, in one foul swoop, reduced our carbon emissions by 90%.
That's incredible. By 90%, just by taking one action.
By 90%, yeah. Yeah, by removing the diesel that we would have used, say, in year one, because we had no options last year. So when we took out that diesel, it's reduced the carbon emission by 90% using this new biofuel. It's not a new piece of kit. It's not a new machine. It's the same generators that would have traditionally run from diesel. You're just using a new fuel. So it's, you know, it's efficient. It's as efficient for them to use the hydrogenated fuel as it is for diesel.
Having so many people coming in terms of craftspeople, all the vendors that are going to be coming in. So what do you expect of them?
Yeah, so again, we do an extensive piece of work with our traders, and it starts way back when we're kind of opening up our expression of interest. You know, we have a key set of criteria that are important to us and that we feel feed into it being the type of festival that we all want to see in the city. So local is very important to us, sustainability credentials. So, you know, where are they sourcing their products? Are they homemade? Are they local? Are they seasonal? Especially if it's food, the serveware that they use, it all has to be compostable. And that in itself is a whole other minefield because it can be very, it's a very noisy space. So there is compostable, there is recyclable, there is biodegradable, and they're not all the same. They're not all equal. So there's only two actual brands of compostable serveware available in Ireland that are truly compostable, because this serveware doesn't just go in a regular compost bin. It has to go into a commercial composting unit because it needs extra heat applied. So there's a complexity behind even that right. that needs to be understood. So step one for us is to make sure all our traders understand that we have very clear guidelines. They're not so much guidelines, but rules about being on site with us as one of our traders. You know, there's no single use plastic. They're not allowed to sell water bottles, for example. You know, we'll have a refill station on site over the course of the festival, do a briefing with them in advance. We talk to them about their waste management, their food waste. You know, the first port of call is always that we would ask them to take as much of their waste off site with them as they possible. Can. And then whatever can't be taken off site that has to be managed on site is managed very carefully.
GIY are hoping to have a new addition to the festival this year. It's called a biodigester. Shona.
It's basically kind of a home composter, but on, you know, at high speed, on a bigger scale. Right. Yeah. So what we're hoping to have in place for the weekend is that all of our food, all of our traders would have access to this biodigester, that they would feed all of their food waste for, over the course of the weekend into this biodigester, and that then creates compost over the course of the weekend. So you're kind of closing that loop. You have a fully circular site is the ambition for us anyway. So we're really, really hoping to have that there. And a key part of that will be the awareness and the education piece.
For people coming to the festival, for the general public, what are you asking them to do, or what would you like them to do?
We're asking them to come out onto the streets of the city and really celebrate the festival, celebrate the city. In our mind, I suppose GIY is a social enterprise, so we work very much with a mission, and that guides us kind of in our everyday work. But I always feel like these kind of festivals and events, when they're funded by the council, but when they're a local city event, they're very much a civic event. It is about creating pride. It is about giving people an opportunity to come out and celebrate our food, celebrate our region, our city, our food producers. We have an amazing heritage of food and food business here in the county, in the city and county. Enjoy the best of what Waterford has to offer and really get on board with all the different elements to the festival.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.